Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, Jamie talks about everything but Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I know you guys all know this, but cheers. Norm passed away, 76 years old. I just remember, I'm sure a lot of you do have these memories of watching it with your parents. Like, it was my dad's favorite show. So here is a little clip of Norm, number 4.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to get to that page. I was just over here sleeping.
Oh, all right, fine.
I'm sorry.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know?
Not enough. Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
Norman.
Yeah, Norm.
I heard of that stuff. Better give me a tall one in case I like it. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey!
Norman?
How you doing, Norm?
Cut the small talk and give me a beer.
Norm!
He played a good beer drinker.
He did, didn't he?
Really did.
He really did.
One of the best beer drinkers around.
I believed him.
Now, this, they have that bar in Boston, don't they?
Yes.
Cheers?
Isn't
yeah.
Cheers a bar, an
yeah,
actual
I guess
bar?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Me either.
I've been down to it. It's pretty cool.
Shocker.
Yeah.
I mean, you can grab
How
a couple
drinks.
How much
did you have to drink, pal?
It was happy hour, so a lot.
Was it? Was it crowded?
Yeah, it actually was.
Yeah.
Was it everybody
yeah.
taking pictures in front of it?
It's really
stuff.
Cool. Yeah. It's like the nostalgia of it all. It's really cool.
Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse. I know you're saying to yourself, who? Me too. Well, anyway, he's the guy. He's the founding member, or he's the singer that Tommy Lee got all mad at because this guy was allegedly talking to Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. He's talking to his wife. And Tommy got freaked out. He was like, dude, that's my wife. You're talking to my wife. Well, this guy wants to explain that he was catfished. He supposedly had nothing to do with this. This wasn't him.
So, no, I don't know.
All right, well, here he is, number one.
I just don't want people getting tricked and duped. And so the FBI is now involved, and it's a felony. It's a crime. So, yeah, it's pretty serious, I guess.
I know. So when it happened, did you have any clue someone was out there, like, using your name like that?
I see it a lot. I see, like, multiple Ronnie Radke accounts and stuff like that. But I don't take it serious. It's, like, very obvious that it's not, like, you can obviously tell it's not real. So this one kind of, like, took me by surprise. So,
all right, I believe you. Well, I just don't think you'd get the FBI involved. Because a lot of people, I think a lot of people blame hacking when they actually do it. They go, oh,
they
knew
caught.
That. I was hacked. I was hacked. And I don't buy it. And that's what I thought this was. But man, he's reached out to the FBI. We're talking felony. So obviously, somebody did it.
All right, he talks about how he found out that there was all this drama going on. Number two.
Tommy Lee DM'd me, and he was very upset. So I thought they were pranking me at first, and then I they were serious, and I was telling them that it's not me, and they were very adamant that it was, and I started doing a deep dive on the account or whatever and started figuring it out. So eventually I was like really upset, so I wanted to figure out who this was, and I've never spoken to her once in my life. That's the crazy thing about it. I've never actually spoken to this person, DMs or anything.
Have you reached out to her since this?
I did when she was saying that it was me and then I was obsessed. I started getting a little angry. And by the way, I feel bad for her and I feel bad for all the other people that are involved in this. I just don't want to be called obsessed to somebody I don't even know. I don't even know who you are, or I don't know you personally, so I don't want to be called obsessed. That's why I got pretty upset.
You know, Radke, he seems like a nice guy.
He does, doesn't he?
Did you feel that way listening to that?
I've never heard this audio. He is a nice guy.
He is a really nice, I like this guy. I don't know him, but yeah. I like him. He would never do something like that.
You can tell, right?
Yeah.
You can just tell. He's like, I don't even.
Yeah, he feels bad for her. He was a little upset, kept his temper.
Yeah.
I like this dude.
Well, because the problem is she thought it was him. And so at the very beginning of this, she was kind of flirting with him.
Yeah, she fell into it. And she was actually.
It'd be like, you know, BJ, if you slipped into my DMs, I start being like, yeah, what? And then I found out it was really somebody catfished me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so sad.
I wish I knew how to slip into DMs.
Would you just go to their messages?
Yeah.
And you DM them? That's slipping?
Direct message.
Oh. I thought there was some, like, you know, fancy maneuver you had to do.
No, it's just like one click away.
Oh, no kidding.
It's just messages.
Get out of here.
He didn't understand that.
No, I didn't understand that at all. Oh, get out of here. So I can slip in.
Yeah, you have slipped
in. Well, I'm going to spend my afternoon slipping. I can't wait to get home.
So you thought it was some other program or something?
I didn't know. I thought you had to, like, literally, like putting on a pair of pants, you had to slip into something. You know?
No, but you didn't know that regular messages were regular messages?
No, I didn't know how that works. I just knew that I'd heard a lot of people doing a lot of slipping in, and I thought, man, I wish I could figure that out.
Direct message.
I'd be slipping in directly
to them.
Yeah.
Directly.
Yeah.
That's what that DM stands for, huh?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah. You know, when you send them a private message, that's a DM.
Oh.
DM.
I'm going to slip and slide all afternoon.
You don't have to wear something fancy.
Nothing fancy. You don't have to be dressed a certain way.
No, just slipping into their DMs.
Oh, man. What a day this is to discover something like this. This is huge.
It's interesting, though. When you have it, you probably have had it happen more than you know. You probably just think somebody's like being nice to you or something. But there's this guy, and he works at MSNBC. And he slipped into my DMs, and he's married. He wears a ring on MSNBC. And I'm like, this is inappropriate. I mean,
he's got some confidence.
He does.
Kind of hot, though, huh? Kind of hot.
Well, there is. I'm like, hey, you have any inside trading?
Yeah. Like, not even from a burner account. It's just his profile. And
yeah.
You can tell that he's married. And he just send it on in.
Yeah. But then I think, like, maybe I'm being catfished, right? I mean, I don't, you know.
It could happen to anyone.
It could.
It really could.
I mean, so just be careful of that, BJ. You think all of a sudden, like, I'm trying to think of a name. Who is your favorite artist that you love? Taylor Swift.
Let's say Taylor Swift
all of a sudden DMs you. It's probably not
Or like Trisha Yearwood.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she slides in your DMs,
I like that Sophia Viagra girl, too. Maybe her.
Oh, what about Belen? Remember Belen that used to live here?
DM me, girl.
You can slip into hers.
I can?
Yeah. You follow her on Twitter.
I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Let me go in here and look. Nobody's ever DM'd me.
They haven't?
No. Nobody's ever slipped into me.
No, I bet you they have on Facebook.
They've slipped into me.
You probably just have never checked them.
Not slapped into you. Slipped in.
That's what I said. Slipped. Oh. They slipped into me.
Slapped in.
I guarantee you they have, yeah.
They probably have. Well, or, you know, because you're married and the wife interceptor is real. Right?
You gotta be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
All right. So I just went to my DM. My message is here.
Uh-huh.
I do have one. Her name's Karen. And she says, BJ, I too have restless leg syndrome.
But is that our friend, Karen?
I think so.
Oh. Well, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
She doesn't count.
I, too, am. Well, that's hot. You've got restless legs. And, I don't know if I'd qualify that as slipping
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she's not trying to, yeah. She's yeah. Not trying to hit
EJ,
that.
EJ, I have restless leg syndrome, too.
Is that how she talks?
Oh, that's sexy. Well, that's sexy. What are you wearing? I'll just write back. What are you wearing?
Yeah,
what
do
your legs what, feel what, like
what,
right
what,
now?
What do you got on your legs right now?
Oh, my God. All right. It's come to our, I don't know, whatever our word is right here, that maybe Bill Belichick is engaged to Jordan Hudson. Damn. How old is he? Like 90 and she's 20?
Yeah. 75 and 24.
Man. That is...
Good for him. I'll bet his kids are so mad.
Oh, so mad.
This word comes out. I mean, it's one thing to be dating her, but then to find out she's engaged to your dad?
Well, and she's younger than all of his kids.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross.
That is so gross. Like, even the oldest son thinks she's too young for him.
Yeah.
Because he's in his 30s, late 30s. And he's like, you know, dude, this girl's too young for me, Dad.
You know, and if this is real, there's a chance this is the nail in the coffin when it comes to his head coaching job.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, North Carolina could say, whoa, this is too much. Okay, we don't want this.
Yeah, Jordan Hudson is telling people that they're engaged. And then to add to it, apparently on Bill Belichick's boat, Bill has a boat. Because you know what? Everybody needs a boat.
Yeah. Everybody needs a boat.
Bill Belichick,
wish I had a boat.
I know you do. I know.
I admire boats.
Bill Belichick's boat, he changed it. It did have just 8 rings on it. It said 8 and then, or no, it had it in Roman numerals, rings, right? And it meant 8 rings. And then all of a sudden he repainted it and it said +1.
Oh, man.
Like an engagement ring.
Oh, it's obvious.
But don't you think that he's mentally ill?
I...
Because if you, all right, dude, I know you. And like, if you were like, if you had 8 Super Bowls, it doesn't matter what Lisa would say, you wouldn't add +1. You'd be like,
no.
That is dumb. This is my Super Bowl boat.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't explain it. This guy, I mean, he obviously is in love.
Well, no,
I
it's mean, the power of the punani. I understand. But there's also some mental, like, going on. You know what I mean?
He's just not thinking straight. It's just.
What's a punani?
It's a Hawaiian name.
Oh, like a pineapple?
Yeah. No, it's like punani? It's like a, no, you
it's
know.
A fruit?
How, yeah, it's a fruit.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah.
It's
friends with the kumquat.
Oh, it is. Same family, I guess.
I'm funny. Huh. I don't care who you are. I'm funny.
I don't get the joke. What are you talking about?
And then finally for you, this is sad. Billy and Tina have been moved to Tulsa.
Who?
Billy and Tina, they moved to Tulsa. My friends, Billy and Tina.
Yeah. Billy and Tina. Who are you talking about?
I just want to send you over the edge right now.
Billy and Tina.
Billy and Tina. Okay, so Billy and Tina were at a zoo, and Cher freaked out about Billy and Tina. They're elephants.
Oh.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I remember this story.
She wants them released and all this stuff. Well, she was starting this whole, like, stink show about Billy and Tina, Cher was. And so in the middle of the night, last night, Billy and Tina were moved to Tulsa.
Yeah. Without anyone knowing, in darkness.
Yeah.
I mean, there were literally people protesting this.
That's cruel. They put them right in Tornado Alley.
Ooh, that is, you're right. Yeah. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I wouldn't want to go to Tulsa.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst places you can be in for storms.
And that's why they put them there. They figure nobody wants to move to Tulsa or, like, protest there.
They won't care that they're here.
Exactly. So
really? They moved them.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. Isn't that shady?
Yeah, very shady.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, just Billy and Tina on the move.
Yeah,
man.
That's hard to do with the elephants.
Well, yeah.
You think.
And I don't know how you keep them quiet.
Yeah.
You know? All right, I don't even, sorry.
I don't.
My brain is on vacation. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
J&J. Well, there you go. You're back down a rabbit hole, aren't you? Yep, there she is, JB White. She does this all the time. She'll sit in here and you'll see something that, and I'm not talking behind her back. Hell,
no,
she's right
I'm
here in
right
front
here,
of me.
Right here.
Yeah, right here. She'll see something on the web, and then before you know it, here she goes, right down that rabbit hole. Today it's bananas, folks. Bananas are bad. Yep.
Bananas block a very important thing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. It's
Jamie,
science. It's science.
There is far worse food out there for you. A banana's not going to hurt you.
I didn't say that there wasn't, but it just if you put it in a smoothie, it's really bad because it blocks all the good stuff from your berries. It has this blocker in it that blocks all this other stuff from your other
so
berries.
So the good stuff that's supposed to be really healthy and good for you from the berries is all blocked because of the bananas being all chopped up in the blender.
Yeah, because the banana has some kind of weirdness in it that, let's see here. Will you read that, please? Because he does not believe me.
While bananas are a popular smoothie ingredient, research suggests they may negatively impact the absorption of flavanols when combined with berries. Bananas contain an enzyme called polyphenol oxidase.
Right. There's a key word in there.
Uh-huh.
May. M-A-Y.
Yeah. Well, the basic,
also research suggests.
Suggests.
Yeah. So, but they did this study. They showed people that had... Oh, my God. Has anybody...
It's probably Chiquita calling you. Stop talking about her bananas.
No, listen. I feel like it's a scam. Listen to this. Listen. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I get these every day. Every day.
They just keep calling me.
And it's almost like they know when I get off of work.
I know.
It starts right at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock every day. Well, 9:45.
Wow, they're waiting a long time.
Every so day. Do you think they're collecting like data right now?
Sometimes Probably. They're recording your voice information yeah.
oh,
so that
God,
they can
Ryan
use it.
Giant.
It's
yeah.
going into AI right now.
So bananas are bad for you.
Right.
You know, everything seems, I saw yesterday, the supplements. They say supplements are really bad for you.
For your liver.
Supplements?
Yeah, because your liver filters every single thing in your body. And so they said like the people that say that they got a liver cleanse or something like that,
They're back.
They need you to say one more sentence.
The word yes, right? They need the word yes. Yeah, just say yes, Jamie. Anyway, yeah, they're saying all because we're all crazy now about supplements. Even Carson's taking supplements now
all the time.
Yeah, and so they're saying that this is bad because the liver filters all of it, and some of it is like not regulate. None of it's regulated.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
I know you guys love your supplements.
I
don't get it. I really don't get it.
I'm even taking a multivitamin right now that has a boost of zinc in it for extra immunity.
But why? You don't really need it.
Because I don't want to get sick.
Yes. I'm going to turn
Jim,
it off.
Please say yes.
I'm just
going to
turn it
people.
Off. There, I apologize.
Just give them your bank number. Yeah, please.
Social Security, whatever. Stop.
I don't get the supplements thing. Because, time and time again, vitamins, all that. Time and time again, people have been told that you get enough in your daily meals, that you don't need this stuff. It just flushes right through, as you said, through your liver.
Right, yeah.
And so it's not really good for you in the long run.
Although I don't feel like I do get all my
thank you. I was just going to say that. I mean, I eat pretty good, but there's no way a You'd single person gets every
Dude, I eat like hell.
You'd be surprised. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Jamie, no. You probably. I'm agreeing with Jamie. I'm not agreeing with you, Carl.
Let me tell you, the four cheese tombstone pizza isn't where it's at.
No. You know, and I don't eat a lot, and I don't eat well, but I think I get all mine.
Yeah,
I do, because I don't see any downside of, you know, my health. I mean, it's rare that I even
get
sick.
But you have a full, like, dinner. You have, like, a full dinner.
Yeah.
Because you're also feeding a kid. Like, I ate way better when I had a kid, you know, kid here.
That makes a difference.
It just happens naturally.
Yeah, you keep healthy stuff. But now I'm just like,
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so sad yesterday. You guys, you gotta listen to this. So yesterday I went to this little lunch place I always go to, and I ordered an iced tea, and they asked me if I was okay.
Why?
Because I didn't get a vodka tonic.
Oh.
Yes. I was so sad. I was like, what? And then she's like, well, you usually get, like, when you're here, you usually get a vodka tonic. I was like, oh my God, I'm Norm.
What's changed in your life?
You are Norm.
Oh my
Norm
God.
Of your neighborhood.
I know. Oh no.
BJ and Norm. Morning show.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's what you do, okay?
Okay.
Answer the call and tell them to drop it off at my house, okay? And they'll never be able to track down who authorized it. I won't have to pay for it. It's obviously already paid for.
I don't know. It feels really scammy. You guys, these people have been like just, I mean, going over the top, calling me, texting me, saying that they have a delivery for me. They think my name is Valerie and I have a gas range that's being delivered.
This is great. Answer it. No. Say, hi, Valerie here. And they'll say, hey, where do you want us to take this gas range? And then you give them my address and I'll get home by the time he gets there and boom. Then you don't ever take their call again.
I don't know. Feels so weird.
Yeah, they're going to ask you for, like, not only your address, personal information, but then they'll be like, oh, and we have a small transaction fee of $5 or something
Do you think this is the newest scam?
I'll pay you the $5. I get a new range out of this.
But because it just happened to my friend. He had a piano, you know, like they were going to pick up.
Oh, yeah, the movers.
Yeah, they were going to pick up his piano, and then they just left. And he paid him $500, and they took off with the piano.
How could this be a scam, though? What is it? Maybe they're looking for a payment on it?
I've never ordered a gas range.
All right.
I don't know.
I'd sure like to have it.
And then I blocked it as junk.
Yeah.
And then they texted me from a different number.
Oh, that's when you know it's a scam.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of going to gas. I've already got gas in the house,
you
obviously.
You do have gas.
No, I'm Jamie. 6-year-old. Look, we're going to redo the kitchen, and I'm thinking of going from the electric to gas. I think gas is a great...
Yeah, but doesn't that give
you
cancer?
Yeah, there's
gas.
There was something to it, like, before you start it, because you always smell that little hint of gas.
Yeah, it gives you cancer. You're not supposed to have it.
No.
There's carcinogens. Yeah, and in fact, they're making them illegal in, like, New York and California and all that, because it's all so bad.
Cancer. For having a gas range.
Yeah, so I'm seeing it says gas stoves emit benzene, a known carcinogen, during combustion. And studies have shown that indoor concentrations from gas stoves are way higher than even secondhand smoke.
So the mornings that I come in, I like seem like really dumb. It's because we cooked the night before, and I just inhaled a bunch of carcinogens, because we do have a gas stove.
Yep.
There you go, explained.
One night, this is a true story, so one time mine just stayed on click, 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 and it never ignited, and then I was like, oh yeah, but then it went silent. I came into the room, and it was full of gas, and if I would have had this much static, go boom! I would have died.
Scary.
Never mind. I mean... the gas and the kaboom, but I don't want to be as dumb as you, Carl. That was pretty good.
You're welcome.
I don't mind the explosion and the gas and the fire, but I could be as dumb as you. Whoa.
Wow, you're mean.
He's the one that said it. It's a joke. It's because of the gas.
I mean, I already slammed myself. You can't talk about it.
You opened it up. You opened it up for me.
But you did a pile on.
That's a funny. Never mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's what you do, okay?
Okay.
Answer the call and tell them to drop it off at my house, okay? And they'll never be able to track down who authorized it. I won't have to pay for it. It's obviously already paid for.
I don't know. It feels really scammy. You guys, these people have been like just, I mean, going over the top, calling me, texting me, saying that they have a delivery for me. They think my name is Valerie, and I have a gas range that's being delivered.
This is great. Answer it. No. Say, hi, Valerie here. And they'll say, hey, where do you want us to take this gas range? And then you give them my address, and I'll get home by the time he gets there, and boom! Then you don't ever take their call again.
I don't know. It just feels so weird.
Yeah, they're going to ask you for, like, not only your address, personal information, but then they'll be like, oh, and we have a small transaction fee of $5 or something.
Do you think this is the newest scam?
I'll pay you the $5. I get a new range out of this.
But because it just happened to my friend. He had a piano, you know, like they were going to pick up.
Oh, yeah, the movers.
Yeah, they were going to pick up his piano, and then they just left. And he paid him $500, and they took off with the piano.
How could this be a scam, though? What is it? Well, maybe they're looking for a payment on it?
I've never ordered a gas range.
All right.
I don't know.
I'd sure like to have it.
And then I blocked it as junk.
Yeah.
And then they texted me from a different number.
Oh, that's when you know it's a scam.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of going to gas. I've already got gas in the house,
you
obviously.
You do have gas.
I'm Jamie. 6-year-old. Look, we're going to redo the kitchen, and I'm thinking of going from the electric to gas. I think gas is a great...
Yeah, but doesn't that give you cancer?
Yeah,
gas.
There was something to it, like, before you started, because you always smell that little hint of gas.
Yeah, it gives you cancer. You're not supposed to have it.
No.
There's carcinogens.
And
in fact, they're making them illegal in, like, New York and California and all that, because it's all so bad.
Cancer. For having a gas range.
So I'm seeing it says gas stoves emit benzene, a known carcinogen, during combustion. And studies have shown that indoor concentrations from gas stoves are way higher than even secondhand smoke.
The mornings that I come and I like seem like really dumb, it's because we cooked the night before and I just inhaled a bunch of carcinogens because we do have a gas stove.
Yep.
There you go. Explained.
One night, this is a true story. So one time mine just stayed on click, 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 and it never ignited. And then I was like, oh, yeah. But then it went silent. I came into the room and it was full of gas. If I would have had this much static, go boom, I would have died.
Scary.
Never mind. I mean, the gas and the kaboom, but I don't want to be as dumb as you, Carter. That was pretty good.
You're welcome.
I don't mind the explosion and the gas and the fire, but I could be as dumb as you. Whoa.
Wow, you're mean.
He's the one that said it. It's a joke. It's because of the gas.
I mean, I already slammed myself. You can't talk
about
it.
You opened it up. You opened it up for me.
But you did a pile on.
But that's a funny. Never mind.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.